You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in today for Jim Agudat. And if you've gone by any park or golf course or lawn or pond in Boise, you have seen them. Canada geese are everywhere, honking, occasionally hissing, and always, yes, pooping. Boiseans either love them or hate them, and more or less have learned to live with them. But just who are these winged residents of the capital city? Just how much do you know about these waterfowl? Joining us now is Victoria Renault with Idaho Fish and Game and the MK Nature Center. She's an environmental educator and a goose expert. Welcome to the show, Vicki.
Thank you, Samantha. I'm glad to be here.
So I want to say that this morning when I walked into work here at the Boise State Public Radio Studios, a goose was sitting next to the sidewalk, and as I walked by, he hissed at me and let me know that I was not welcome.
It's a good thing you don't speak goose, because we don't know what they're really saying when they do that.
I got the message. I moved over.
Yeah,
okay, so what are the four kinds of geese that we see in Idaho?
So as you've mentioned, Canada goose, and it's Canada, not Canadian goose, is the most common species. And they are both a migratory and resident species. But we also get several other species that migrate through the state and may spend a little time here on that migratory journey, either coming south or heading north. So snow geese, that's the white goose with the black wingtips that lots of folks like to go view down near the Snake River. We get what are called greater white-footed geese, or speckle bellies is another name. And then the other one is Ross's goose.
And the Canada geese, those are the big brown ones that we see,
yes,
all over.
They are. With the chin strap and the attitude.
So we know geese migrate, but we see Canada geese in Boise all year round. Why is that?
So we do have a migratory population, and we have the resident population. And we have pretty much planted the welcome mat, so to speak, for our Canada geese by all the grass we have in our area. Canada geese are grazers. And so it's like this wonderful buffet of grass. So your soccer fields and our parks and backyards and green spaces are pretty much a buffet. And they allow these resident geese just to hang out. They've got the habitat, the food, water, and shelter in a space that they need to survive. And so why leave?
Exactly. Why would they want to go? Let's cover some goose terms. What do you call a baby goose?
It's a gosling, and they're terribly cute when they're little yellow guys.
Yeah, they are. What about a male goose?
That would be a gander.
A female goose?
A goose.
Okay. What about when they're flying? What do you call them?
Flying geese. A flock generally is what people will refer to them as, but they can be a flock on the ground as well.
And aren't they called a gaggle on the ground?
A gaggle too, if you get a group of them together.
Okay, so we see the Canada geese not only on the ground and on the lawn, but flying around Boise, and they fly in a V shape. Mm-hmm. Why do they fly in a V shape?
It's actually an energy savings maneuver on the part of the birds. If you're a large bird and you're migrating distance, and Canada geese can migrate 1,500 miles in 24 hours, so that's a pretty significant flight for them.
Wow.
The more energy you can save, the better. So when you're in a V formation, what happens is the goose in front of you has air spiraling off its wingtips, and this is what we call a tip vortex, that creates a little bit amount of lift that the bird behind it benefits from. And so each bird behind the leader of that flock benefits by the tip vortices from the birds in front of it. And they can save 20 to 30% of their energy by flying that way. Now, obviously the bird in the front is going to get pretty tired, so they do shift positions. So everybody takes a turn being the leader. In addition, if you watch geese fly, they generally will always be timing their wing beats exactly the same. And that allows them to take advantage of that tip vortex off of the wing tips of the bird in front. It's really pretty cool.
I was going to ask, they always look like they're flapping their wings all at the same time. So they really are.
They are. They are indeed.
Wow. Okay. We're speaking with goose expert Vicki Renaud with Idaho Fish and Game and the NK Nature Center here in Boise. How did you become an expert in Canada geese?
Well, I, given what I do for my job with Fish and Game, one of the great things is I get to learn about a lot of different critters, and I'm a bird watcher, and so I've always been fascinated by birds. So I try and learn as much about different species as I can, especially things I see around. And I just had the opportunity to write one of our student newspapers, Wildlife Express, specifically about geese, and it was a lot of fun to be researching some more about that. So when I walk by those hissing geese, I know a little bit more. So it's fun.
So let's talk about goose poop, because I know a lot of people who do every day when they're coming into the building, because the goose poop is everywhere.
Yes.
How often do they go? I noticed in some of the goose information that I got from you, they go a lot.
They do. You know, snow geese can go up to like 15, 17 times in an hour.
Oh my gosh.
Canada geese can produce about a pound a day. And part of the reason for that is that they are grazers. They eat a lot of grass, and grass can pass through their system pretty quickly. And so what goes in the front must come out the back. So that's what we end up tiptoeing through, especially at this time of year when we have an increased number of geese because our migratory population has joined the residents.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And we've mentioned they eat grass. Do they have teeth?
They do not have teeth. There are no birds that have teeth, but what all members of the waterfowl family have are serrated edges to their bills, which are called lamellae. And these lamellae help the birds to pluck grass. In some birds, such as swans, they can grab plant roots and pull them up. For birds like mergansers that are diving ducks we see in the Boise River, those lamellae are sharper and they help them grab onto fish. And in the case of the Canada geese, they help them eat that grass.
All right. And are they protected, specifically the Canada geese? Are they protected? I shouldn't bother them?
Yes, they are. They are protected by the Migratory Bird Treaty Act of 1918. Now, that does allow for legal harvest of geese. And so we do have some avid goose hunters in the state of Idaho and other states that enjoy those seasons, and they eat geese. Some people don't like goose meat, and other people really do, but it is something they can do. But for the general public to go pester the geese, and I know it's really tempting when you're irritated there on your lawn, but really you should leave them alone, along with other birds.
And the one this morning hissing at me, what if a goose is stalking or acting aggressive? What should you do then?
Move away from them. They're generally uncomfortable with your presence. If you are near a nesting goose and the gander's nearby, they will hiss, and sometimes they will chase you a little bit. And it's a protective thing. They're protecting their nest. They're protecting their mate. And of course, parents with goslings, like any parent, you know, we protect our kids, and that's what's going on there. Sometimes they'll chase. Sometimes if you get smacked with a wing, it can hurt. So just try and give them a little bit of space. That hissing is saying, hey, you're too close.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And just a little bit of time left. What if one seems to be in trouble? What should we do? Should we call someone?
If the bird is obviously injured, here at Fish and Game, we recommend you contact Animals in Distress. This is a wonderful nonprofit organization in our area that does an incredible amount of work to help injured wildlife recover, or if they can't, then they humanely euthanize them. But just try and leave them alone, and if they obviously need help, contact Animals in Distress.
Got it. We've been speaking with Vicki Renaud with Idaho Fish and Game and the MK Nature Center about the Canada geese that cover almost every green space in Boise. Thank you so much, Vicki.
You're very welcome. It's fun to talk about poop on public radio.
It is. It is. And thank you all for joining us. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in today for Jim Agudat. I'll see you tomorrow on Idaho Matters.